only what we needed. Three old mules, as a rule, about two cows, milking cows, and anywhere from two to six pigs, which were killed every fall, and around 125 chickens. And two or three dogs, two or three cats. The dogs would bark in case the intruders come and help hunt rabbits on weekends, and skunks sometimes at night and possums at night. And the cats were kept to keep the rats and mice out the way.
Where were the chickens kept?
You can call it chicken house or hen house. And they raised all their own chickens.
What would you call it? A small place where you can keep the mother hen or the baby chick?
Coop.
What does that look like?
Well, that varies. You had an open-air coop, which is more or less built out of slats. You kept the old mother hen under there, and the little chicks could go out and roam around, see?
Was it?
Built in V-shape. Then you had the rainproof coop, which was actually, might say, a small doghouse, where you'd put them in at night so the rats, possums, and coons couldn't get to them, and sometimes the cats. But anytime we caught a cat on our place, killing a little chicken, we killed a cat.
You can train cats to leave chickens
alone? As a rule, once they get one. And one thing to do is kill them. And just like a pig, occasionally we'd have a pig. Well, any farmer would have a pig if they had chickens on the place. If one of them pigs got hold of a chicken, it would be one thing to keep that hog from killing chickens and eating them, and that's to kill the hog. You couldn't break them in the habit. Oh, yeah. You bet your boots. Once they get the taste of raw chicken meat, you can't break them. Now, you know how to break a dog from sucking eggs?
Yeah.
You take a whole egg and just break it in half. And you take your little pot box of red pepper, red hot pepper, and you put about half of that in that egg. And you catch that dog and you open his mouth. You dump that egg in and you hold his mouth shut until he swallows it. And he won't pick up no more eggs.
Where did you keep the pigs?
Well, you had a special pen you kept them in. Always referred to as the pig pen.
Any special place for battening them? Yeah.
No, not. We never. It was just a pig pen. They got all the everything that we couldn't use around the place. We throw to the pigs.
What about the cows and the
mules?
Where did they come?
Well, we had a pasture. Now, as a rule at home, we always kept them separate because, as a rule, it might have just been our mules, but they always had a habit of wanting to chase the cows. And a cow, a milk cow, they can ruin them by chasing them. And even, knock them over, maybe break legs.
What about a fenced-in area around the barn?
Well, we call that a lot. Now, we had that. It was just a fence built around the barn completely. So you wanted to milk the cows, you bring them into the lot out of one of the pastures. And you get through with them, you let them back out in the pasture.
Did you ever have any sort of a makeshift fence in place where you could shut the cows up for milking
them? A stall. We never did use that ourselves, but some people did have them.
Was that in the barn or what?
Normally it would be either in the barn or under a shed.
Did you have horses?
No. We didn't.
Where would people keep horses?
Same place with the mule.
Just out in pasture?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of a milk gas or a cow pen?
Well, normally where some people would keep two or three cows to themselves, they refer to it as a cow pen. You could refer to the whole pasture as the cow pasture too, you see.
And potatoes and turnips in the winter?
Well, let's just stick to potatoes. There's no such thing as keeping turnips here in the South in the wintertime. It'd be called potato sauce. Auditing. He's talking. Yeah. Isn't that pitiful? As a matter of fact, since you waited so long, I've come across some more you didn't find. Yeah. One more. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you ought to hang a brick on your neck so you remember. Yeah, something. Every time it bounces down, you know, when you start napping. I didn't sign. Okay, Mara's all right. All right, good. All right, bye. Potato sauce.